Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is 12:08. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is downright chilly, which is why I had to ask the ex-husband to get over here and shovel. Because Andrew is away at college and I'm not going out there. It's too cold. I tried it. I didn't like it. I gave up. I quit. I'm a quitter. Another thing I quit on last night, my plans for Valentine's Day. Even though I'm not booed up, I still wanted to love on me, right? And so I wanted to go out, see a little theater, hang out, enjoy a show, go out to eat. But when I finished doing Almanac, over at TPT with Kathy and Eric, did my monologues last night. The streets were bad. And so I thought I better go ahead and go home so I'd be safe. And so on my way home, as it was snowing, I was headed south on 1061 to Cottage Grove. And I saw cars in a ditch, all littered and throughout the highway. People on the side of the road from spin outs. And so I thought, you know, I've made the right choice. But I didn't get to have the fun I wanted to have. I didn't get the self-care. I didn't get the self-love. So I don't know about you all, but I am going to have a do-over. So last night, I was going to go to Little Shop of Horrors over at Theater 55 in the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. And I was going to go and see my girl, Patty. She was, you know, been with the Sounds of Blackness for 30 years. She sang backup with Luther Vandross. She was in his documentary that just came out on CNN. And it started at 7. And I was like, I don't know if how long the snow is going to be going on, what the roads are going to look like at 9:30 when the show is over. I'm not going to go. So I came home hungry and mad, but I got the great idea to do a do-over tonight. So when this show is over, I'm going to go to the Smack Shack, get me something to eat with one of my fellow autism moms. And then I'm going to head over to the theater because they have a show tonight at 7. And I thought, you know what? There may be some other people who had plans for last night. They didn't go like you had expected because of the weather, because of the snow, because of the roads, whether it was canceled or you didn't want to take a chance of getting out there, or you tried and you just couldn't make it. I wanted to make sure you knew about the Little Shop of Horrors. It is playing Theater 55 at the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. They have a show tonight at 7. So this could be a great makeup date night. Or if you were with your real Valentine last night, I'm not trying to get in your business, right? But you have a little something going on across town and you got to do the next day Valentine. This will be perfect for you. And, you know, I hadn't seen the show. I was going to come and do a review. But since I haven't seen the show, I can't do a review. So I asked my girl, Patty Lacey, Aiken to come and talk to us about the Little Shop of Horrors. She plays the voice of Audrey the Second. Patty, thank you so much for being on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, now you do a lot of theater. Everybody knows you. Okay, first of all, I adore you. You know that. You sang at my wedding. You volunteered with me for Black Entrepreneurs Day. Always been so supportive. Been with the Sounds of Blackness for 30 years, back up to Luther Vandross. But this is also, you know, a lot of people didn't realize this. You do theater productions, and this is your fourth production with Theater 55.
Yeah, it is. It is my fourth one. I started off with Hair, then we went into Pippin, and then we did Hair Outdoor at the Capone Art Park. Yeah, so now I'm doing the voice of the plant, Audrey, too.
Yes. Okay, now talk to me about this, because everybody loves Little Shop of Horrors. There's great singing. It's almost like karaoke when you see it, you know, the movie. Right. But to be in the theater and to see it live and have these dynamic, amazing voices like yours perform, what's the atmosphere like?
It's really fun. You know, Theater 55 is a theater group for people over 55 that Mr. Richard Hitchler started some years ago, right before the pandemic. And what it does is give those people, those of us who are over that age that normally get kind of shoved to the back shelf of things when you get aging in this business, it gives us the opportunity to come back out and do things that we've always wanted to do. And I've always wanted to play the voice of the plant. And so I have my opportunity. I literally played Ronette in the 1991 production where we had the illustrious Lester Perry was the voice of the plant at the time. And he's actually here in town doing something with Penumbra right now. So it's a full circle. T. Michael Ramble did the voice last year. I auditioned for it. You know, in theater, if you're 10 minutes late, you're not getting the part. I don't care how good you was. And that's what happened to me.
Aww.
And I'm okay with it. I'm really okay with it because Richard and I had talked about me doing the voice of the plant a couple of years ago. So I just, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. And when he made that phone call, I said, I'm all in. And we've had our first weekend. We're on our second weekend now, and we are having a ball. The
oh
audience, when the audience, get the jokes and the puns intended, that's so hilarious to me.
Okay, we got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want you to talk about this ensemble cast. All of you all, you know, from what I'm hearing and the reason that I wanted to go is because it's like you guys are family. Y'all are hanging out and having a good
definite.
Time, and everybody else is definite. Just a fly on the wall. They said they can feel it. It's electric. And so I want you to talk to me about that, because the talent that we have, the riches that we have in the theater scene in Minneapolis is amazing.
Yes.
And especially those who are over 55. Baby, we're about to see some legends in at work. And so we're going to talk more with Patty about that when we come.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It is 12:19, and it is time for you to see Little Shop of Horrors put on by Theater 55 at the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. My friend Patty is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, and she is playing the voice of Audrey to the plant. Now, Patty, the one thing I love about Theater 55, and you touched on it, is that so oftentimes, especially in our industry, in media, in broadcasting, in acting, in production and film, you know, when you turn 50, girl, they push you out the way for younger and thinner and cheaper. And ours is really the only industry that doesn't value age and experience. And so I really love the way that Theater 55 here is putting together productions for those of us who are seasoned saints, who still have a lot of talent to give, and they give us the opportunity to showcase that talent.
Absolutely. And the cool thing about that is, even if you were one of those younger people back in the day and you had to put that life on the shelf because you had family to take care of or other things to deal with, and then you miss it, and then you want the opportunity, the chance to go back into it, Theater 55 is just that. It gives you the opportunity to roll back into it. I mean, during the pandemic, and my mother was sick with cardio failure going on, I had to just put the brakes on. And so now I'm in the position where I want to do some more fun. I want to have fun. So having the opportunity to play Audrey II, the voice of the production, has given me, I look forward to going to rehearsals. It's like, and I told someone the other night, I said, I'm probably going to have a meltdown when this production is over because I'm not going to be busy like I want to be. And so I'm going to have to find something else to do right away, which I will. But meeting all the different people and all the different lifestyles and lives that we come from and getting to know all of these people. There was maybe four people in the production that I knew already, and everybody else I had to get to know. And I actually volunteered the vocal coach. You know, we have our musical director, but she couldn't do it all. So I said, if anybody needs any extra help on their lines or vocal coaching or whatever, we find a place and go work it. And like, are you comfortable now? What else do we need to do? I mean, the other day I got on the phone with a gal that had to actually step in for our leading lady because she had gotten sick last weekend. And so she needed that extra time. So we spent almost an hour on the phone just running her lines and making sure she was ready to step in as an understudy the next night. And she did beautifully.
Oh, my God. And, you know, that's the one thing that I'm hearing about this play. We're talking to Patty Lacey Aiken, 30-year veteran of the Sounds of Blackness, backup singer for Luther Vandross. She is doing the voice of Audrey II, the plant, with Theater 55, Little Shop of Horrors, and it is playing right now through February 22nd at the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. If you didn't get out for Valentine's Day, or you didn't have a Valentine last night, looking for something to do today with your backup Valentine boo, they have a production at 7, and again, it goes through the 22nd. And you know, Patty, the one thing that I'm hearing from people who have seen it not only once but twice, and somebody three times, is that it's that family atmosphere that you all are just. It seems like you guys had a sleepover, and then you all got on the bus together, and then you went to the theater, and then you put on a show. How do you, you say yourself, you only know three or four people. How do you all develop that camaraderie so quickly?
Well, you have to. You think about it. You only have like 6, maybe 8 weeks to pull the whole entire production together. And I'm talking choreography, music, lines, blocking, wardrobe, and all of that. So it's a trust thing. Everybody has to trust each other to make sure that we're all going to cross that finish line together. That's the way I look at it, because we all start in this little race, and the race is to put the production up, get it running, and then finish it. And my goal is let's finish this thing together. So when someone needed extra help on singing or lines of singing, or if I heard something that can be embellished, I would go and say, hey, look, that sounds good, but can you try this for me and let's see if we can make it even sweeter? Nobody had any problem with me coming to them at all. And so I loved it, you know. And then I really paid attention to the actors that have been actors for a long time, because I've been out of it for a while. So I watched them, listened to them, so I can know what I needed to do. Even as a voice, you got to be in sync with what's happening on stage, because there's someone working the puppet and me doing the voice. We have to be in sync together. So we had to take time to pull it together as well. So it does become a family, because when you see people each other afterwards, it's like, hey, what you doing nowadays? Where you doing? Where can I come see you next? You know? So every time I've done a production, there's been long and lifelong connections with the other actors and performers that we always keep. And I love that about Theater 55. You know,
because it's something about working family with people your own age. Nothing against young whippersnappers, but I discriminate. I tell people all the time, everybody who works at ShaLettaMakesMeLaugh.com is over 50 for a reason. We chill. Okay. We got some life experience. We don't get too rattled about things. We can take criticism and our feelings don't get hurt, and we don't have no emotional support animals, and we're not going to be crying, and we don't have that boyfriend issue or girlfriend issue. And so we're a lot more productive and settled, and it's just something about working with people. You know, it's like you have a shared bond. Like you know, you could talk about Happy Days and everybody know who you talk about.
Right.
You could do a Fonzie reference and everybody know who you're talking about. You can laugh at something like Woody Woodpecker or the Jetsons or something, and everybody know who you're talking about. You don't have to explain it. I like that. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I just do. Yeah, I just do.
And as adults and as seasoned actors and veteran singers and stuff like that, if anyone did have a problem, we were all okay with stepping to one another and saying, hey, can we have a conversation? I didn't quite like how you said what you said to me, but I understood. But let me just let you know how I'm feeling. I don't want to be in my feelings and then bring all of that to the production. Because when that happens, and I've seen it happen over the years, it brings everybody's old demeanor and energy down. But when you got people that can say, okay, let me go over here and have a little side conversation, and so we can get some straight. Because I actually did something to someone, and I went to their home last week. And I said, I didn't realize what I said made you feel this way. What can I do to fix it? And let's fix the problem that I talked about. And we did that, and oh my gosh, things got so much better. And we walked out of there laughing and hugging and kissing. And it's like, you know what? That's what adults are supposed to do. Sit down at a table and figure things out, because the other way is just not good.
Yeah, we got a whole generation of folks who grew up watching The Real Housewives. So, you know, some folks think you're supposed to fight it out, and there's not supposed to be any resolution.
To be a fight out.
No. And that's why I think people are so enjoying the production. Again, it is Little Shop of Horrors, put on by Theater 55 at the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. They've got shows tonight at 7, and it runs through Friday, February 22nd, put on by my friends at AARP, the Metro Arts Council, Minnesota State Arts Board, and Clean Water Land and Legacy Amendment. Putting this together. The tickets are $35, but they do have $20 discount tickets. You can go to theater, that's with an R-E-T-H-E-A-T-R-E 55.org. Click on Little Shop of Horrors and you can get all the information there. And like Patty said, this is a theater production company that is looking for folks who are over 55 who want to get back on stage or get on stage for the first time. So you can find out about auditions and some additional upcoming shows. And you know, Patty, you know, one of the things you said is that, you know, and I didn't even think about this, right? Because I'm one of the people mm-hmm. who had fun first, like did everything first. Right. And I didn't have kids until I was in my 40s having babies, because I had all my fun first and then I had mm-hmm. kids. But there's some folk out there who had their kids first. And so now they're at home right. and the kids are grown and they got grandkids and they're looking around and they always loved acting, but they may be afraid to take that step. What advice would you give them about going to the Theater 55 website and clicking on auditions?
I would say do not be afraid to come in and do an audition, because it's just going to give you more courage and determination to get out and do what you've always wanted to do. I remember when I was younger, I hated auditions. I still don't like auditions, but I do it because it just makes me stronger as a person. And just come on out. I sung at a nursing home Friday for Thursday afternoon for Valentine's Day, and I met a 97-year-old actress.
Wow.
That was there. And I said, boy, we would love to have you come out and do something, anything with us at Theater 55. And there was another gal there who asked about it. And I said, yes, please do go to the website, sign up, get our information coming to you. And so you'll know when the auditions are happening. I didn't know what yes. the next production was, but I said, we'd love to have you come in and audition, because it just gives you, you know, having something to do, something to look forward to doing every day is an awesome thing to have versus sitting around twiddling your thumbs just watching WE TV all day.
Oh, and ain't nothing good on WE TV. Okay. But I tell you okay. what, it is something good waiting for you at the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. That's the Little Shop of Horrors put on by Theater 55. My friend Patty is there playing the voice of the plant, Audrey, too. You can get your tickets at theater55.org, $35 a pop, or they have some discount tickets available for $20. Patty, thank you so much for being on the show.
And Chiletta, I would like to make one correction. We go through Saturday, the 22nd.
The 22nd. Got it.
Yeah. So, yep. Tomorrow, today, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. 7 o'clock Thursday, 7 o'clock Friday, 2 o'clock and 7 p.m. next Saturday, the 22nd.
All right. Next
so
Saturday. Okay.
Still opportunity. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. It is 12:31, and we'll be right back.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.